Lee Timutimu is with us for a kōrero today. Lee's the CEO of Te Matara, which is the Māori Tech Association. He's been involved in this mahi for a couple of decades minimum and is one of our foremost voices on Māori technology and potential for us to utilise it well for tangata whenua going forward. The country's largest technology and innovation festival, Tech Week 23, was held at the weekend, and Lee's here to talk of that and the opportunities that exist in the tech sector for our rangatahi. Thanks for joining us on the program once again, Lee. Tēnā koe.
Morena deo, morena te wē whakarongo mai nā.
I said 20 years. Would that be accurate, mate? Might be longer than that.
That's correct, Dale, and we've had a couple of kōrero over the years. But, 20 years now in IT, so I've been doing it a little while, been around the traps for a bit too.
Good on you. It's very important that we have Māori who are very savvy in this space, because we've got a lot of emerging talent and our young people are so sort of digitally native, really, and so we need to create opportunities for them going forward. Tell us more about Tech Week held at the weekend. What was your role and what did you make of the gathering and the Māori arm of it, please, Lee?
Yeah, so Tech Week was a good opportunity for us to have a voice, basically. So just a bit of context, 4% Māori representation in the technology sector today in Aotearoa. That's woefully underrepresented. So myself and other individuals that are part of the Māori tech community, small community it is, you know, we're doing what we can out there in the general public, just representing our people, I guess, and also bringing more of our people that are out there working in the industry into communities like Te Matara. And I founded Te Matara 2 years ago for exactly that purpose, bring us together, coordinate our efforts, mobilise in some instances, and also just an opportunity to be connected, hey? Because often we don't see enough of ourselves, of our people out there in the sector, so visibility is very important. And certainly when you think about our rangatahi, you know, it's almost not real for them a potential career pathway into tech until they see someone that looks like them that's working in the industry. And I know with all the mahi I've been doing over the years in terms of inspiring the next generation, it makes a big difference when they see us, when they see our people, when they see them talking about their journey into tech and running a technology business and so on. So, you know, visibility is quite key in terms of increasing our aspiration, I guess, to increase Māori representation in tech. So Tech Week was an opportunity for New Zealand to show its wares. There's a lot of awesome innovation and technology going on in the country. But for us as a community, it was an opportunity to have a voice, to be represented, and that's why we were at the Tomorrow Expo last week, to be present, to show our people that we're there and that we're here to support them, whatever aspirations they have in tech, and we're just trying to inspire the next generation as well to join us. So, yeah, there's a lot of support within the work that we're doing at the moment, which is quite important.
Lee, you mentioned there are some awesome innovations. I'd like you to touch on that and flesh it out a little bit, please. 4% of kaimahi in the sector now identify as tangata whenua. What are the areas where the most opportunity exists? I'm thinking coding and programming, but it could be in the establishment of high-end tech businesses that can help fuel the world stage. Where are the growth potentials? And when you say there's been awesome innovation, what are you referencing?
Yeah, so for me, it's really important for us to understand and acknowledge that we come from a great bloodline and great stock of innovators and technologists. We just need to look at our tupuna, who are some of the greatest traditional navigators of all time, and they used various technologies and mātauranga Māori to be able to navigate the Pacific highways with ease. Sometimes it's just a gentle reminder to our rangatahi to sort of reconnect them into that greatness, and it's to remind them also and to show them that they have all of the attributes and characteristics that they need to become successful in technology or innovation. So I think in general, you know, Māori are very naturally aspirated for these types of roles. That's why we're out there. That's why I'm out there encouraging our kids to at least consider a pathway into tech. There's a systemic challenge with our mainstream education system, which sees our Māori or Pacific students not guided or not steered into STEM pathways, and that is a gateway into technology. Now, if that's happening in high schools, you know, it's really almost a lost cause for our rangatahi. So we're out there trying to encourage them to consider, to inspire them, and so that they hopefully will join our collective aspiration for Māori to be successful in the space. Now, in terms of innovation and some of the things that we'll be good at, look, I think the special sauce that we bring to the mix in terms of any role, any company, any vertical in tech is our ability to, they call them the human skills or the soft skills, our ability to interact with other human beings, our ability to manaaki tangata, to aroaki te tangata, and with genuine care. So that's the thing that differentiates us from all other technologists in the world. So yes, we can learn the technical skills, we can learn about AI, we can learn about machine learning, coding, and so on and so forth. But I think what we bring is that human part. It's the X factor that makes us different from Indigenous peoples, if you like, from every other person that's working in tech. It's a very broad, in terms of technology innovation, it's very broad roles, very diverse roles, so there's not one thing that I could put my hand on. And certainly it's not just all about coding or programming. There's a bunch of non-technical roles within tech that our people would flourish in, things like business analysis, creative technologies, UI, UX, and so the list goes on and on. But I think right now we've got some of the best people in creative tech, also agri-tech, just because of our connection to te taiao, the importance of environment and sustainability. Of course, we're going to flourish in that sector. And also in the area of data sovereignty, that's something really important to us as Māori, as Indigenous peoples, because data is just more than ones and zeros.
Well, there we go. There's a lot in that. I'm intrigued by the potential for agri-tech as well. We're seeing more and more products being developed that are useful on the land and making the agricultural sector tick over even better. You know, Lee, over the years, I've been quite critical of our tribal leadership and the way that they have, I think, neglected the importance of the media in helping to shape our opinions of ourselves. And so leaving that area to grow it at its own pace and under its own steam. I just wonder, are we reliant too much on tertiary sector, private education facilities to teach the rudiments of technology to get our people involved? What would you say of tribal involvement here in the fostering of confidence among our rangatahi in particular, with their skill sets within technology?
Yeah, that's a very topical and current and relevant question, actually, Dale, so I appreciate you asking it. Twofold, digital pathways are very, there's not very many for us that have been designed for Māori and Pacific into tech, so there's a lot of mahi going on at the moment by various service providers creating digital pathways that are designed for us, so that are suited to us, that integrate te reo me ona tikanga. Also, pastoral care is very important because, as we know, as Indigenous peoples, whānau, the process of whatever we set out to do, whether that be tech or any other pursuit or sector. So I think in terms of iwi, look, I think iwi are very risk averse to the opportunities that exist and that are present and that technology and innovation possess. I think our iwi need to do a lot more to educate themselves on the benefits and opportunities. We know all the benefits. If I can just rattle off one statistic that I love to share, and that is around financial well-being. So the median household, Māori household income at the minute is $56,000 per annum. The median wage, that's for an individual in technology right now at the moment in New Zealand, is it's just bumped up to $100,000 per annum. So if we can get at least one of our whānau members within our households onto this career pathway, into high-value jobs in tech, technology and innovation, you know, that's really going to improve the financial well-being almost twofold within our households. And money's not always important. We understand this, but gosh, if you can improve the financial well-being of your whare and for your whānau, a lot of social improvements come with that, doesn't it? So, that's just one example of where I think iwi can lend themselves to promoting the importance and benefits and opportunities that technology innovation hold for our people, and really encourage and motivate them to pursue those pathways. There's a bunch of amazing individuals that work in our Māori Digital community, as well as a bunch of kaupapa that are geared towards exactly that, supporting the next generation, inspiring the next generation. So my wero to iwi is to reach out to that network, to reach out to Te Matauro, and find out how they can support and what they can do with boots on the ground to increase Māori representation in tech.
Tēnā koe, and hats off to you as well, Leif, A, for the mahi you've been putting together over 2 decades, but also for establishing Te Matauro. It's confidence building, isn't it, when we know that we have our own people involved here. And I note that you're a prolific storyteller, as we all are we not? Our people are all about pūraka and about using stories in an innovative way. And I note that the gaming scene, although that's not part of my world because I'm an older guy, not that old guys can't play in the gaming world, but I don't particularly, but I do know that it is spinning money like it would make your literally head spin, the amount of pūtea that's going into the gaming sector and the growth potential that exists there. If we could combine our love of pūraka, storytelling, with this gaming sector, how much potential do you sense is within that area?
Yeah, immense potential. In fact, there's already a collective of Māori esports initiatives that have banded together for exactly that reason, because there's an opportunity there for our rangatahi to leverage their storytelling skills, indigenous storytelling skills, if you will, to be able to exploit this very financially. Anyway, it's a very lucrative industry, and it's only growing. It's a multi-billion dollar industry worldwide, and it's set to grow. And so, you know, we want to encourage our kids to use their pūrākau, to use their storytelling skills, obviously in an appropriate way, to be able to develop and create new storylines for new games, and not only just work for the gaming studios around the world. Obviously, that's an important aspiration, to work for those big tech, global tech companies, but to create their own pathways, to create their own games, to create their own studios, because there is a lot of money present in that. In gaming itself, there's a lot going on there. Te Papa Tipu Matihiko, I believe, is the collective. It's made up of Ngāti Gaming, Victory Up, and also Digital Natives Academy. Amazing people doing awesome mahi to support the next generation into this gaming sector in particular, because as you have mentioned, we're amazing at storytelling, so there's a lot of upside for us to be able to enter that sector and make some good money, you know, make some a really impactful change in terms of financial well-being for our whānau, for our communities, and for Māoridom in general, I guess.
It's been neat catching up with you again, Lee. I'll stay in touch more regularly, because quite obviously this is an area that's moving fast, and we need to encourage our young people along that pathway. The urns in the tech sector, as Lee touched on during our conversation, are significant. So let's encourage, as we can, more of our people to get involved. Lee Temutemu with us, head of Te Matauro, the Māori Tech Association. Thanks for joining us on the program again. E hoa ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Lee. You're with Urban Māori Radio.